KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's partly cloudy and 64 degrees in Atlantic. We look for mostly sunny skies here today with a high of 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Police in Council Bluffs are asking for your help in finding a teenaged female runaway and her infant, whom they believe may be in Villisca or St. Joseph, Missouri. Officials say 17-year-old Julie Coburn of Council Bluffs and her 1-year-old son, Gage, left Children's Square at around 6:45 p.m. Tuesday. Officers were notified at 7:25 p.m. and checked the area of North 16th Street in Council Bluffs and Interstate 29 after receiving a report of a female carrying a baby, but no one was located. A tip led authorities to believe the pair may have been en route to Villisca, but after a check by a deputy of a residence there and following several follow-up phone calls with Coburn's relatives in Delaware and Villisca residents, they learned that Julie and her baby may still be in Villisca or St. Joseph, Missouri. Investigators remain in contact with Montgomery County authorities while the search is underway, and anyone with information about the teen and her son are asked to contact the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office or Council Bluffs Police at 712-328-4715. News time is 7:07.
When you plant with a planter that doesn't have automatic shutoffs, you waste seed. When you waste seed, you lose money. When you lose money, you start digging for change. When you dig for change, you find yourself searching under the seats in your pickup where you find 27 cents. When you only have 27 cents, you have to settle for free coffee. And when you drink free coffee, it's usually cold, thick, and tastes like mud, so you feel like you're eating dirt. Don't eat dirt. Call Lindemann Tractor and ask about a new Kinze planter with automatic shutoffs.
This is Lon from Lindemann Tractor. If you're throwing away money on overlap and rows, give us a call. With a new Kinze planter equipped with auto row shutoffs, you'll save money. Don't plant another year without them. Give Rick, Chris, Jay, or me a call. If you're interested in adding shutoffs to your current planter, ask for Ryan. At Lindemann Tractor, your Kinze dealer in Atlantic. True Blue.
Another possible child enticement case is under investigation in southwest Iowa's Union County. Sheriff Rick Peel said the latest incident occurred Monday in the town of Lorimer.
There was a couple of kids that reported a white van in Lorimer, and as they walked by, the person supposedly asked if they would like to buy a puppy or see a puppy.
The children refused and reported the matter to their parents, who then called police. A similar incident was reported in the nearby town of Afton last week.
A 10-year-old boy reported a white van had pulled up and asked him to get in and help him look for a puppy.
And Peel said no one has been charged in the case, but deputies have a potential suspect.
We've located the van. We talked to the driver. Of course, denies everything, so.
Both cases remain under investigation. A judge says a suspected pimp charged with running a nationwide sex trafficking ring will continue to be jailed in Council Bluffs despite claims that he's being harassed by other inmates. Janelle Bell's attorney had requested that his client be transferred to a jail in Des Moines, saying he's being subjected to threats and other abuse from inmates who learned about the nature of the charges against him. U.S. Magistrate Judge Celeste Bremer rejected the request after a hearing Tuesday. She said the U.S. Marshals Service is taking steps to address the security issues that Bell raised. Bell is being detained while he awaits trial on charges that he ran a sex trafficking ring that used Backpage.com to lure customers to pay for sex with prostitutes as young as the age of 17. Iowa Democratic Senator Tom Harkin yesterday announced the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Rural Development Program has approved a 3.375% 40-year loan of $21 million to the Manning Regional Health Care Center. The funds will be used to construct a replacement hospital at the current facility, which was built in 1927. The new 17-bed critical access facility will be approximately 61,900 square feet and will include a physician clinic and a recovery center that will provide substance abuse treatment services for 16 patients in partial residential settings. Senator Harkin is a member of the Appropriations Subcommittee that funds the USDA and Rural Development Program. Well, the unofficial results are in from Tuesday's primary election, and here's a look at some of the area counties where there were locally contested races. In Pottawatomie County, incumbent Republican Sheriff Jeff Danker easily won re-election to his job by obtaining nearly 63% of the votes, or 4,399. His GOP challenger John Hitchcock received 37% of the vote, or just over 2,600. Incumbent Auditor Marilyn Jo Drake easily beat her Republican opponent Gary Herman by garnering 69% of the vote. In the race for state representative, District 22, Greg Forrestal was the winner, beating his GOP challenger Clint Fichter by a little more than 900 votes. In Audubon County, incumbent Board of Supervisor Todd Nelson and fellow Republican Dwayne Deist fended off challenges by Monty Dreher and Roger Merck to try and fill one of two seats on the board this fall. Democrat Jerry Carter is unopposed in his bid for the nomination. In Guthrie County, Jerome Carraher defeated his GOP challenger, John Milholland, in the District 1 supervisor's race by just 36 votes. Democrat James Carroll was unopposed in the election. In the District 5 supervisor's race in Guthrie County, Republican Mike Dixon beat his challenger, Robert Schimmel, and with his 71 votes to Schimmel's 28. Dixon will face Democrat David Geisinger in November's general election. In Montgomery County, incumbent Republican Sheriff Joe Sampson easily defeated his GOP challenger Chris Steffens for the job by receiving 73% or 920 more votes than Steffens. In Shelby County, incumbent Republican Sheriff Mark Irvey easily won the nomination over his GOP challenger Nathan Christensen. Irvey picked up over 1,100 more votes than Christensen to keep his job secure. There are no Democratic challengers for him in the race this fall. In the supervisor's race, Delbert Hall, who was seeking re-election to the board, garnered just a little more than 9% of the vote in Shelby County. Of the six Republicans vying for the vote, Steve Kinkle had the most votes at nearly 34%, followed by Charles Parkhurst with nearly 19%. Randy Nelson had 17.86% of the vote. Among the three Democrats, Jerry Heinscheid received 292, LaVon Christensen had 273, and Herb Christensen received 177. You can find a clickable link to each of the county, state, and federal primary election results through the Iowa Secretary of State's website, which is on our front page at KJAN.com. News time is 7:13.
When you plant with a planter that doesn't have automatic shutoffs, you waste seed. When you waste seed, you lose money. When you lose money, you start digging for change. When you dig for change, you find yourself searching under the seats in your pickup where you find 27 cents. When you only have 27 cents, you have to settle for free coffee. And when you drink free coffee, it's usually cold, thick, and tastes like mud, so you feel like you're eating dirt. Don't eat dirt. Call Lindeman Tractor and ask about a new Kinze planter with automatic shutoffs.
This is Lon from Lindeman Tractor. If you're throwing away money on overlap end rows, give us a call. With a new Kinze planter equipped with auto row shutoffs, you'll save money. Don't plant another year without them. Give Rick, Chris, Jay, or me a call. If you're interested in adding shutoffs to your current planter, ask for Ryan. At Lindeman Tractor, your Kinze dealer in Atlantic. True blue.
In our funeral announcements, Robert Bob Eugene Griffin, age 81, of Menlo, died Saturday at the Stewart Community Care Center. A funeral mass for Bob Griffin will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. James R. Perkins, age 51, of Rembrandt, died Sunday in Lincoln, Nebraska. Funeral services for James Perkins will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Ebenezer Lutheran Church west of Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Raleigh Ackerman, age 97, formerly of the Atlantic and Griswold areas, died November 14th. Memorial services for Raleigh Ackerman will be on Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Carol Jr. Washburn, age 81, of Guthrie Center, died January 4th in Texas. Memorial services with full military honors for Carol Washburn will be held June 14th at 11 a.m. at the Union Cemetery in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. And Delbert Gaines, age 74, of Omaha and formerly of Atlantic, died Monday at Bergen Mercy Medical Center. Funeral services for Delbert Gaines will be held June 30th at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. News was brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.